Savitri, Book 1, Canto 2. From the top of page 11 to the top of page 13. A while, withdrawn in secret fields of thought, her mind moved in a many-imaged past that lived again and saw its end approach. Dying, it lived imperishably in her, transient and vanishing from transient eyes, invisible, a fateful ghost of self, it bore the future on its phantom breast. Along the fleeting event's far backward trail, regressed the stream of the insistent hours, and on the bank of the mysterious flood, peopled with well-loved forms now seen no more, and the subtle images of things that were, her witness spirit stood, reviewing time. All that she once had hoped and dreamed and been flew past her, eagle-winged through memory's skies. As in a many-hued, flaming inner dawn, her life's broad highways and its sweet bypaths lay mapped to her sun-clear recording view from the bright country of her childhood's days, and the blue mountains of her soaring youth, and the paradise groves and peacock wings of love to joy clutched under the silent shadow of doom, in a last turn where heaven raced with hell. 12 passionate months led in a day of fate. An absolute supernatural darkness falls on man sometimes when he draws near to God. An hour arrives when fail all nature's means. Forced out from the protecting ignorance, and flung back on his naked primal need, he at length must cast from him his surface soul, and be the ungarbed entity within. That hour had fallen now on Savitri, a point she had reached where life must be in vain, or, in her unborn element, awake, her will must cancel her body's destiny. For only the unborn spirit's timeless power can lift the yoke imposed by birth in time. Only the self that builds this figure of self can raise the fixed interminable line that joins these changing names, these numberless lives, these new oblivious personalities, and keeps still lurking in our conscious acts the trail of old forgotten thoughts and deeds. Disown the legacy of our buried selves, the burdensome heirship to our vanished forms. Accepted blindly by the body and soul, an episode in an unremembered tale. Its beginning lost, its motive and plot concealed. A once living story has prepared and made our present fate, child of past energies. The fixity of the cosmic sequences, fastened with hidden, inevitable links, she must disrupt, dislodge by her soul's force, her past, a block on the immortal's road, make a raised ground and shape anew her fate. A colloquy of the original gods, meeting upon the borders of the unknown, her soul's debate with embodied nothingness must be wrestled out on a dangerous dim background. Her being must confront its formless cause, against the universe weigh its single self. On the bare peak, where self is alone with naught, and life has no sense, and love no place to stand, she must plead her case upon extinction's verge. In the world's death cave, uphold life's helpless claim, and vindicate her right to be and love. Altered must be nature's harsh economy, acquittance she must win from her past's bond, an old account of suffering exhaust. Strike out from time the soul's long compound debt, and the heavy servitudes of the karmic gods. The slow revenge of unforgiving law and the deep need of universal pain and hard sacrifice and tragic consequence.